Jimmy DeYoung, you're here listening, and you are a geopolitical observant, just like all of us are. I'd like to get your thoughts on this, too, because in this scenario right now, the North Korea individual, they did make, as I said earlier, aspersions to John Bolton, almost as if they are trying to say that John Bolton, which he made a statement that evidently they're at least ascribing it to him, that the U.S., via John Bolton's recommendation, are going to want North Korea to be a total dismantle, like they did in Libya with Gaddafi. But it also looks like they may be trying to create a division between John Bolton and the Trump administration. So there are a number of things there that you can comment on. Go where you want, but give me your thoughts on this whole thing.
Well, Sam, I'm not surprised at all as it relates to what Kim Jong-un is doing right now. I do believe it's major posturing by this little guy. I mean, he has the little guy complex, first of all, so he has to be the leader and in charge of everything. These are two tough negotiators, Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. These men know how to go to the table and win their way in whatever the discussion may be. Both of them are looking for a leg up in this summit that's supposedly upcoming in June. My thinking, though, has to be based upon Bible prophecy and my understanding of the prophetic word of God. I read in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12 that the kings of the east will join together at the end of the seven-year tribulation period, coming across the Middle East, coming over and across Euphrates River into the land. Remember, George W. Bush said this is the axis of evil. North Korea, Iran, and Syria, they're all players today. That's a prophetic scenario.